Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I have a very, very exciting interview that is going to rock and shock the world. Today we're having a conversation with Vume, a.k.a. formerly the Third Island Boy. How's that sound?
Ex-Fifth Island Boy.
Wait, fifth, not third? Who was number three and four? Get right on the mic.
Number third is Baby Lowe's. Number third is Trillo. Fourth is Baby Lowe's, the little black dude. And then fifth was me.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that they were like the lesser island boys. I thought you were the leader, like, or the first draft pick.
The first draft pick. Well, I knew them personally beforehand. That's why I knew them before. I knew them before Baby Lowe's, which is the fourth island boy. I pretty much saw these clowns when they had like 3,000 followers, and I believed in them because I was living in Los Angeles, you know, getting my bag, getting money and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, these clowns have the image, but their music sucks. So I flew them out to LA. We did some work. We did some music videos.
And this is way before them coming on No Jumper. Becoming the island boys. And where are you from exactly, though?
Originally Virginia. I moved to LA in 2018.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been out here since then, or were you in Hawaii at one point?
See, Hawaii is like my it's like my kingdom, bro. Since I moved to LA in 2018, I've been going to Hawaii every single year. I think I've seen you going out there a couple of times.
Waikiki. I love it. It's my favorite place to travel, mm-hmm. pretty much in the world, and it's right over there. So
it gives me peace. So I love Hawaii. It's right there, 5-hour flight. So
yeah, definitely. Okay. So when you moved to LA, though, what were you intending on doing?
So I've always been rapping. I've been, I've been rapping for a while, and I was just like, you know, I want to really try something different. So I moved out here. Something popped off, you know what I'm saying? Something I was doing, and I started making a lot of money. So in the streets, you know, I'm just in the streets and stuff like that. So, but still doing my music, still investing, this and that. Always just, I have that mindset of like networking, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's when I saw these guys in like late 2019, they were going IG live, fighting with people.
That was their first stage of virality before people really kind of knew who they were.
They started going live, arguing with people, yep.
Yeah. Like when I interviewed them, that was the majority of the research that I had to do, was basically watching a bunch of IG lives of them yelling at random people. And that was how it was kind of explained in these little videos I was watching about them. It's like, no, this is how they got a name, is pretty much just beefing with random people.
Arguing with everybody. Yeah, right. It's like, that doesn't take you that far, because they also burnt every single bridge, like with the Jake Paul situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, they love to burn bridges for sure. And me being a friend of theirs, thinking I'm a friend of theirs, and how they did me dirty, bro, super dirty. Like, I put my neck out for these boys. Like, when we got jumped in Hawaii, almost damn near, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we'll get to all that. But so you're just doing the music thing in the streets, et cetera. I won't pry into exactly what you're getting into. But then you see these guys beefing with people. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that you thought kind of something similar to what I thought, which when I saw the Island Boys, I thought, I mean, they got the image. Mm-hmm. They look cool. They're the personality, even though they seem like they're probably retarded, it stands out like, wow, like their character. People are fascinated by these dudes. And then I went and listened to the music, and probably more than any other time in my life, I was just astonished by how bad the music was, which that says a lot, because I listen to more bad rap music than nearly everyone on the planet. But their stuff really kind of stood alone. Like I'm listening to a whole verse, and I can't even understand a single word. Mm-hmm. I mean, that says a lot.
Yep. Nah, the recording process is really terrible. Like, as soon as I met them, it was like, we went to the studio, and see, I have, like, a thing where, like, I'm like Lil Wayne, and I'll just sit there. I don't write most of the time, but I'll vibe, bro. I'll catch a vibe and do retakes, and they're just like, turn on the beat.
That is what it sounds like.
You're not
going to
redo that? I'm like, you're not going to redo that, bro? He's like, nah, it's cool. Can I see that lighter?
Yeah. That was funny that they, like, saw all these rappers who are acting like they weren't trying that hard, and then they decided, like, well, we're going to try even less hard. We're going to make Lil Pump look like he was really going as hard as he possibly could. We're going to make him look incredible in comparison. Anyway, all right, so you reach out to him. What's you reaching out to them like? Like, what was your pitch?
Pretty much, I was like, I'm about to sign y'all. You know, I was just kind of playing around. But, no, I ended up flying them out. And just invested in, like, cool rental cars for music videos, made them look cool, you know. I got them, like, a nice little check and a nice Airbnb, put them up, you know, somewhere nice. And really just took care of them boys, picked them up, presidential, you know, Cadillac vibes. And they go back, and then there's this video, it's viral. I didn't even know it has, like, a couple million views. It's where it's after the feature that we did. He started begging me for money, like a sugar daddy or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I just wasn't really feeling it, so we fell off. There's videos of him begging me for money. It's like viral.
How much money are we talking?
I think I was showing him like 40K or something.
And
like
he was
that.
Begging because he was begging some
me. Yeah, and I feel that's something we like have bump about in the house. He was like, "You remember you were flexing that bread on my face," and we went viral. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Da-da-da-da." You know what I'm saying, bro? We just always just heat it at it in the house and stuff.
Right.
Them boys pussy, bro.
So, you fell out with them before... No, you didn't... You fell out with them before they became the Island Boys?
Yes.
And then got back cool with them again?
And they got back to it.
How did this happen?
Very unfortunate situation. My apartment, actually, I have two French Bulldogs. When I went to the dispensary, my French Bulldogs turned on the stove, and that caused the whatever was on the stove to burn. I come back, the whole fire department's there, and they're like, it's your unit. I run up there, smoked out... And, you know, wow. This is at the Camden in Hollywood.
Right.
So, you know, the Camden in Hollywood. So I get kicked up out of there. They're like, oh, it's uninhabitable. You can't even live here. Like, they're pissed off at me.
Wow.
And then I'm just going through it. I'm in Airbnbs. And then they're like, bro, you know what? Come live with us. We have a mansion. We have this. Come live with us. So I pull up, you know.
To Florida.
I pull up to Florida, start living with them boys. And then... we started actually becoming like friends, building a relationship. And I'm like, hey, one of Fly's dreams was going to Hawaii as well. And he knows that I go every single year.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to bring you to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so normally when you're in Hawaii, are you pretty tapped in? You got a lot of connections out there? Or
yeah,
what?
Of course. And I respect people, bro. So I've been out there several times just by myself with my girl, walking around everywhere with ice on me.
Right.
All the gangster sides, the west side. Shout out to Hawaii, by the way. There's no smoke with Vume. I'm actually out there all the time. So
because when I go there, I spend time in like downtown Honolulu type shit. And then we usually stay at Turtle Bay.
You don't go to the North Shore? That is Turtle Bay, right?
I think it is. Yeah, isn't
yeah,
it?
North
but,
Shore.
But either way, it's like I have like when you're in the touristy ass part of Hawaii, it doesn't really seem like a super dangerous place. You hear about crazy shit with drugs and gangs or whatever, but it feels like that is mostly like isolated to the neighborhoods and the countryside. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems like it.
Mm-hmm. And when I would go to Hawaii all the time, I would go explore those. I would drive around with my girl all around the island and kind of just checking crevices, beaches. So I never knew that, oh, there's bad sides. All I ever heard was, don't get your car broken into. I'm pretty sure you got that warning before,
yeah,
right? Don't get your car broken into.
Yeah.
So now, bro, yeah.
So you go out there with them, and is it cool at first? When does trouble start?
It's great. We're on the way there. We're like, damn, we don't got security. Bro, I bring them out the house for the first time ever, like, in probably, like, years. They never go outside, I feel like. So I'm just... Big bro taking them on a trip to Hawaii from all the way from Florida.
Right, because we've seen the videos of them getting punked, like even in their own city, of people pulling up on them at the fucking hair salon and letting them know, like, hey, you know, I'm going to whoop your ass if I see you here again and shit like that. So it must have been nice for them to be in Hawaii, a place where they don't feel as at risk.
We thought it was going to be that way. We thought it was going to be a good time, Adam. Promise you.
And everything's good at first? But
oh, yeah, great at first. Pictures, Island Boys all across the... the airports, when we get there, Waikiki, everybody's lit. And yeah, man, the trolls, you know, they're actually out there and pulled up on us.
So how'd that happen? Like, people who wanted to actually fight or people who just wanted to troll? So
this is exactly how it happened. These troll kids who already got photos and they're just, oh, the Island Boys are here. We're scootering. And one of the kids makes a comment on Red's watch and he's like, let me have that watch. And Red's like, what? And he's like, oh, no, that $15 watch. And then he's like, hey, homie, some shit. And then I was like, hey, bro, you got to put in some work for that watch. As soon as I said that, I got people rushing me.
Really?
Trying to fight me. I'm like, oh, damn. There's a whole video I got on my phone if you want to see it. I had to kick somebody rushing me. The kid's trying to take my necklace off my chain, bro. Like, in the video, you can see all this.
Wow.
I have the clean version on my phone. Like, someone's trying to just untangle this necklace. And then Baby Lois actually came in clutch. I got to give him that little shout out.
Okay.
He punched the other dude. The fourth Island Boy punched the other dude. And then I got up. And pretty much, I'm just, like, fighting this dude, kneeing him, dropping him on the ground. And then you could see Fly on a scooter going, no fighting, guys, no fighting. Yeah,
no
yeah,
fighting.
I know you saw that video. No fighting.
Yeah. But it's just funny as shit because it's like there's already a fight. You're not allowed to be like, no fighting. There's already a fight, bro.
Yeah. And I got the third Island Boy standing behind me just watching me getting jumped, bro.
Right.
And the fourth Island Boy, Trillo's a pussy. Real shit, bro.
Okay.
Trillo, you're a hoe. And no, I want all the fans stop asking me, do I like Trillo?
Right.
I don't fuck with him.
Just because he was a pussy in this situation?
He's a bitch. We saved his life. Really, he was getting mobbed. I'm telling you, bro. Like, the story breakdown is, all right, so as soon as we get attacked, where I get attacked, and I'm like, oh, shit. We run to the hotel. And I'm like, take you guys' jewelry off. Take it off, because we're going to go fight. And they're like, no. Vium, no. Like, let's not do this. And I'm like, I thought we gangster, bro. Like, they just try to take my damn necklace. I swear, bro. I'm like, they just try to take my necklace and try to... The Island Boys, they just tried us.
Right.
And they're like, nah, let's just relax, bro. And I'm like, fuck it. I go out there alone, right? We take off our jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And, bro, it's just... I'm walking out there with bro. Bro, someone here is that was actually there at the fight, too. Like, so... I walk outside. We knocking people out. You posted the video.
Uh-huh.
The dude leaking.
Right.
We knock him out. We just out raging. I'm like, whoa. We come back to the hotel, Red and Fly are getting beat up, bro.
At the hotel? What,
yes,
in the lobby?
They're getting beat up. Me and bro walk in, me and Johnny G, AK in Orbit, we walking up, we see them just getting jumped, and like you see a video of me just running up, kicking some dude just straight in the chest. Just like, bro, I felt like Bruce Lee, like, I promise you.
Right.
Just fighting everybody, bro. I'm like, whoa, bro, everybody popping me out the cut. I'm like, but I'm taking my W's, bro. I promise you, I'm taking my W's. I went viral for holding it down for these boys, bro.
Right.
Me and Johnny G were the ones just beating everybody up, and they're just losing their shoes. Fly lost a diamond tooth we were looking
what?
For. Yeah.
But so the original, Fly Soldier and Kodiak Red, they have no squabbles. They're just like fully like, beat me up, just let me out of this situation. Like, they got no heart.
They're scary when it comes, because do you know Bryce Hall?
Yeah. He was supposed to fight them, right? Yeah.
I saw the contract. I don't know if I'm like, it was something about, like, I'm not going to speak on the contract, but it's like, you should have done it. It was some bread.
It was a lot of money. Yeah, yeah.
You should have did it, bro. Like, boxers are hitting me up trying to fight me. I'm like, if the money right, bro, I'll give me 2 months to train. I'll box you, bro, if the check is right.
And I think Bryce Hall also was, like, offering to basically, like, if they won, to let them get the vast majority of the money. Like, he was really putting himself in a position where it was like he was 100% confident, and they were just calling him a clout chaser over and over, even though, I mean, his social media is, like, way bigger than theirs.
Is it? Is it now?
Oh, he's huge, yeah. I mean, you don't hear about him quite as much these days. He's been kind of laying low, but I mean, he was big, you know, like, I'm pretty sure he's still like the most followed, not the most followed guy on TikTok, but he's up there.
TikTok gets you paid, bro, if you know how to use it. I'm telling you, they just deleted my TikToks. I was going viral.
Really?
On everything I love. I just started doing some vibes. People started trolling me, started going viral. And, now they deleted my accounts, but I heard that, it was them who got connections paid for it.
I believe it.
So I need an apology letter from TikTok, bro. We were going up. I made a backup, still going up. I'm in the algorithm, but it doesn't feel the same, you know?
Yeah.
I saw your IG get taken down by hackers, bro. It happens all the time.
Yeah. They're wilding out here. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so were you guys still cool after the Hawaii thing, or was the Hawaii thing the end of the friendship?
We're still cool. And we actually go to my boy Johnny G's house. He's helping us out, fighting and stuff. And we go to his house. We spend the night there. We get tickets. We're out of there the very next morning. You know, I troll. And the whole island just was lurking, bro. One in our heads, like, for real, bro. Lurking. They're like, we want the island boys. We want their heads. And then I trolled. I put my face out there like, hey, I'm the king of Hawaii. I've been coming out here for so long. Why'd y'all try me? Da-da-da-da. The internet's crazy, bro. And then they posted it on this little Hawaiian vlog. So Hawaiians, it's all love, Hawaii. I love y'all, man. It's all respect. You know?
But they're about their respect. So if they feel like they're getting clowned mm-hmm. on, I could definitely see the Hawaiians mm-hmm. not taking it too well. When you're on that little-ass island,
yeah.
respect, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But so then you go back home, and then what happens? Like, when do you guys officially fall out?
Oh, we go back home, and then the third island boy, Trillo, has a jaw the size of a watermelon. my feet were – the only thing I had, bro, was funny. My feet were just – this is still somewhere on the internet. My feet look all messed up, like bruised up. And then, like, I was kicking people, but nothing on my face for surely ever.
Right.
Holding the 10 toes for sure, bro. Standing my ground, like, shit, it was wild, bro. If you really go back on this footage, I'm telling you, shoes flying everywhere, diamonds flying out.
But so how do you fall out with the island boys once you get back?
We chilling for a while, we vibing, and then a lot of drama was going on in the house, and then I just started feeling like they weren't real genuine.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, real yeah. genuine people.
Yeah, they're not.
And
yeah.
then I just kind of miss my family. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go see my mom and go to L.A. because I had a court case. I got a little court case out here. And they're like, for sure. And then Fly, Alex, he looks at me. He's like, please come back. Don't forget about me. Du-du-du. I'm like, for surely, homie. I'm like, when I ride for my people, I ride for my people.
Uh-huh.
And then he's pretty much a week flies by, everything's good, we're checking up on each other. I'm in LA, you feel me? I visit my family. And then out of nowhere, they're like, you can't come back to the island, to the house. You can't come back to the mansion.
Really?
I'm like, what? And then I'm like, for surely. So I get pissed off. I went viral for like saying some stuff where I'm gonna just like ambush their house or something like that.
Right.
And then later on, they're like, hey man, you know, we were just testing you to see if you would go on the internet and like bash us if we kicked you out the team. I'm like, bro, I don't have time for none of that stuff, bro. Like, I'm out here front line, risking my life, being loyal, being lit. And it's just like, what? You know what I'm saying? It just make no sense. They're like, terrible people, bro.
Yeah.
Like, terrible people, not good business.
But, I mean, really everybody that we've seen be cool to them at all, myself included, has pretty much, like, fallen out with them at some point. Usually they just don't really seem capable of staying on good terms with people. Like, even when they got booed at that appearance at Club Live, somebody on my social media team posted, I mean, we got a No Jumper Instagram, 3 million followers or whatever, and somebody just posted, I don't know about it, I see the clip, I think whatever, like, oh, that's funny, that's interesting. And then all of a sudden they're hitting me up threatening to fight me and shit, and I'm like, bruh, like, this doesn't have anything to do with me. It's a clip where you can hear people booing. Like, if you have a statement you want to say about it, by all means, send me the statement. Send me a video if you feel like it's
like
bullshit.
The chain thing. You switched it up quick when the no chains were snatched in Hawaii.
Right.
You switched it up quick.
Exactly. We changed the caption and everything because they said that the chains didn't get taken. But yeah, but honestly, I feel like the problem with them is that they're just too dumb to exist in this world. Like, yeah, everything, bro, is confusing to them. They're not ready for any of the things that the world has to throw at them.
Red himself was like, we can't keep a friend for longer than 7 months. I'm like, oh yeah? He's like, yeah, we've never kept somebody around for longer than 7 months. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Right.
And nah, bro, and by the way, I want to clear this up. I didn't get kicked out the island or the house. I left because I had things to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, them boys are 21, I'm 26. I have a whole life too, you know what I'm saying? So
right. Was Kodak out of the picture by the time you came around, or were you ever around when they were around Kodak?
We were FaceTiming. They're like, oh, Kodak this, Kodak that. They FaceTime me and stuff. But shout out to Kodak. That's one of my favorite rappers for sure. And
same. And I just really see Kodak as the type of person who doesn't fuck with any hoe shit and would definitely not be okay with kicking it around dudes who, you know, got beat up and just wanted to go hide in the fucking hotel room or whatever. Like that. That's like the number one shit that Kodak would not tolerate from my perspective.
I was like, we got to go bump, bro. I prompted on everything I love, bro. I was heated. I was like, let's go bump, you know, and we made it lit. Like,
right. Okay, so when I had a Poker on, mm-hmm. on here, the manager, were you around him a good amount?
Bro, Poker's hilarious, man.
That's you fuck with him though?
I don't have a problem with him. I actually, he's cool. He's, you know, I never met him in person.
Oh, really?
No, at all. But the stories I've heard and stuff about what really went down and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming from them, though, which is interesting, like, who would you tend to trust more? I mean, I guess you don't even know the Poker dude, but, I mean, he had a bunch of stories when he was on here with Skinny from the 9 where he was making it clear that he thought that they were gay and that he walked in on them diddling each other in the bathroom, which I don't know if that's just, like, some shit when you're twins so that you just be in the bathroom together, like, looking at each other's dicks or whatever. I don't know. He exposed, like, a lot of stuff. You think he's telling the truth?
About the sus
about the sus stuff. Yeah, you ever see them sucking each other's island dicks or anything? No?
I never walked in on any of that type of freaky stuff going on, but I will share a funny story.
Sure.
Yeah. I was a couple of days that I had been in the house, and then Fly wanted to see if my fucking dick was bigger than his.
What
so
the
he told
fuck?
The girl he was
what a
dating.
Sentence.
Bro, he told the girl he was dating to take me to this room and see, and I'm just geeked off the Yerky. So I'm just like, what is really going on right now? Like, what's this guy on? What's his mentality on? I'm like, okay, fuck it, bro. You're telling me to do that, so I'll do it. Cause
I mean, show your dick to a girl. It's not,
no, bro,
it's not that big a deal. It's not that
room.
Big a deal on your part. It's fucking weird on his part that he's thinking about this.
He wanted to know if my dick was bigger than his, bro.
Right.
That's weird.
Seems kind of insecure.
And then later on, he found out that it was. Somehow, he was like, Vium showed me a sex tape. It was like, I'm just like, why are you so stuck on that? You know, it's just little shit like that.
Bro. And he was just bummed that he didn't have the biggest dick in the house?
I don't know what be going through bro mind, bro. But that's just like a story. Like, I'm telling you, that's a real story. Like, babe, go see. But we, and let me tell you this. I didn't show. She didn't try to get me hard or nothing like that.
So you showed her the
softie? We walked out, and I was just like, no, bro, nothing. I didn't even show her my. Oh. I didn't show her. We walk out and we're just kind of like, why would this guy make us do this? Like,
right.
Go do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If he wasn't such a little twerp.
So I was like, bro, I'll just show you some sex tape shit. Like, yeah.
Right. If he was like a 40-year-old man doing that, they would be talking about him like he was the biggest fucking weirdo in the history of the world. He only can kind of get away with it because he's like young and handicapped.
Yeah, bro.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, because was there a lot of drugs being done in the house? You said you were off a Yerk. Are they on that type of time as well?
Yerkies, man, Yerks.
The Yerks are going around.
Bro,
in the
I'm
gonna
tell
world.
You this, bro. And we got to clarify something. The palm tree, they think it has to do with them. Their logo brand is not. The palm tree's my stuff.
How long have you had that?
It's Tropical Mafia.
You had it before you started kicking it with them?
Nah, I got it with them.
Oh.
Yeah. But people be trolling me like, oh, you were forced to get that tattoo, this and that. Nah, bro, the palm tree has, like, my meaning to it, you know?
Right.
It means victory, peace, and eternal life. Also, when I'm around palm trees is where I'm at most peace, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But, and I was with them. So, yeah, I was rocking the whole island boy theme. You know, we on the island, but everybody knew it was going to fall off, bro, for surely. They're not solid people.
Yeah.
At all.
It would be very surprising to me if they were able to keep a relationship for more than 6 months.
If I showed you the deal that they tried to get, that I had signed, you'd laugh at it. Like, they're idiots, bro. They're idiots.
Well, because they claim that you paid them to be their friend.
What?
That's what they said on Instagram Live or whatever. They said that you were just paying to be around
them. When was
them.
This? When? Recently?
I don't know. I was watching a bunch of random shit last night, and I'm pretty sure I heard them
I've
state
heard
that.
This. I've heard this, no.
So that never took place? You never gave them money for anything?
No. I never gave them bread for nothing. They were actually spending a lot of bread and, you know, taking care of the stuff. Like, but as far as, like, getting in advance or something, like, you know, when you get signed or, like, they're really all about themselves. They're not really thinking about the team. So, yeah, I couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's weird because you just see them pushing their cameo so hard, and it seems like that's probably
the cameo's not doing no more money.
Yeah, because that's a short-lived
thing. Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, I was around it. They were like, no, we're not doing numbers. Like, the cameo's not doing
right. I believe that they did some numbers for a while when it was viral, but then at a certain point.
It's a moment, fam.
Yeah.
It's a moment.
And meanwhile, they're staying in these expensive-ass Airbnbs and shit like that. I mean, that money's going to burn up right away, right? It doesn't even seem like they're focused on the music, though, either, right?
Like, are they? Not necessarily.
They don't seem like they want to make the music better.
I was, like, their director. I'm telling you, bro. Like, back there, that cameraman that's back there chilling, he shoots for NBA YoungBoy's people. Like, he shoots for, like, big artists, bro. Like,
right.
Dolph, RIP Dolph. You know what I'm saying? He shot for him. Like, big artists, bro. My cameraman really out here. We working, bro.
Right. Definitely.
We're not playing games. And we pulled up. I directed some videos for them. By the way, Fly Soldier, you still owe my cameraman $400. So let me know when you're trying to wire that. It's just $400, bro.
Right. And so then how do you start rebuilding after this? Do you think it's kind of like a bad mark on your name as a rapper that you're associated with them? Or you think you can just take the positive out of this situation and make the best of it?
Bro, being associated with them made me hot. But then again, it's like I'm such a positive person that I switched it around.
Mm.
And I'm just trying to be like, yo, people telling me it's not your fault, Vium. Like, those guys are clowns. You know, I only respected them or even checked them out for a little bit because you were around them. And, you know, we know what you about and shit. So I had a disuit. They say they kicked me out. They never kicked me out, bro. I didn't get kicked out of nowhere. I left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're trying to do these little internet, manipulating the internet shit. Like, the palm tree. We got to stand. No, homie. Nah, bro. But we were yurked up. Like, we were geeking and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. The yurks were the reason for the forehead tattoo? Was that involved?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
For sure. So how do you start rebuilding your career after the Island Boys phase of your career?
Pretty much, bro. I'm telling you, I go through it, bro. My life is a movie, Adam. I tell you, like, I was about to get betrayed or Vium just tattered on my face. Like, I show love, loyalty, and I always end up getting betrayed. Like, about the whole situation with them, I feel betrayed. I feel like I stuck my neck out there for them. I was out there stepping for them, and they ain't show me no type of love, no type of, like, so they're very bad people to work with, for sure.
Damn.
And I'm just going from Hawaii to L.A., from Hawaii to L.A. I'm just chilling, bro.
Right. What's going on in Hawaii these days for you?
That's where my piece is at, bro. I'm trying to tell you. I tell people this all the time. I'm heartbroken, homie. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
I'm just heartbroken, Vium, just vibing, like.
Because being in this game, honestly, I've been in the situation many times where you see someone, an artist or a girl or whatever, and you believe in them. You think that they have potential to be more than what they are right now. And you think that if you just, like, show them love and invest in them or whatever, that they're going to return the favor. But then in reality, some people are just kind of rotten. And the more time and energy you invest into them, the worse it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You were already gone by the time that me and them had this whole little beef and fell out, right?
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to mention this, bro. Did I tell you? I don't know if you saw the video, but I don't want to get into too much detail. Red wanted me to do some vicious stuff. Yeah, I don't even know if I want to. You know what I'm saying?
You That's for were us recruited to pull a move on Adam 22, apparently. They wanted you to do this. What was your response when they approached you and said, we want you to put a hit out on Adam?
Bro. I sat down and I thought, what the f- You feel me? I'm like, bro, that's Adam, bro. Like,
right.
What is wrong with, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I think about it. And I'm like, is this my friend? Then I realize that's not my friend, bro.
Yeah.
I realize that's not my friend. Trying to put me in predicaments, situations. Hey, come on, bro. Like, a sacrifice or some shit.
You think?
Yeah, bro. Like, what the? It's insane.
If you got locked up over some shit with the Island Boys, would you have snitched on them? Knowing what you know about them now?
The police done came to the house over some dumb shit, bro. Oh, I'm telling you, Fly's an idiot.
Not that shit where
the police came over. I got locked up and I didn't say nothing. I was going to take a charge because people came. They rushed the house. Some females. It was like a female fight. And the police came and like, yeah, bro, they're like, somebody got hit in their nose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was one of the Island Boys. They're like, it was Vium.
They punched a girl?
Bro, not a dude. Some dude got punched in his face.
Okay.
They done pulled up to the crib on some fuck shit, bro. We had to beat up a couple people.
So this is different than the situation where somebody who was associated with them got arrested for like killing a small girl, right?
Yeah, that's sad.
Did you know the dude who got popped for this situation?
Not at all.
Oh, that was before?
Damn. Yeah, not at all.
That's some fucking weird shit right there,
yeah,
too.
I didn't know him.
They got to do a better job vetting who they let around them.
But anyways.
So where are you going with your career now? What do you feel like the next stages of you taking over the game looks like?
Bro, I just have... I dropped the video and it hit 50K in 3 weeks. That's not too bad, right?
No,
with no push, no nothing off my TikTok. But it's like people delete me. People don't want to see me go up and grow up and be this artist. Feel me?
Right.
But I just realized I've been going viral. From my fans been talking about me and stuff. I'm like, okay then.
Do you think that there is like a solid Island Boys fan base or that will continue to follow you no matter what you do? Or do you feel like their clout is just done?
Of course. It's because it's like grabbing the torch. They're like, Vium is the actual GOAT, the one that does this stuff, the one that makes this stuff happen. Everybody says I'm better than them and they hate it.
Right. I'll say that for sure. Your music's definitely better than theirs.
Vium Kim K official music video, bro. 50K, 3 weeks. Literally, I had such this motion on TikTok that I studied the rap game, and I was like, oh, damn. I just got 50K. All right, next drop is going to be 100K, then an M. You know, I have this, you know, with the TikTok growing, but people deleting my TikTok.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. I don't understand. How is this company so big, and they still have this constant problem where people can just get deleted off their platform just based on some
reported
revenge
for no
shit.
Reason.
Yeah.
I was eating some In-N-Out, like, oh, I'm eating an animal style burger. It got reported. Just
wow,
taken down.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want the people to look out for? What do you have on the way? What's the
Vium
plan?
Kim K official music video that's doing numbers out right now. I'm actually a rapper. Like, I'm not a meme or nothing like that. TikTok,
right.
I have to use it. People troll me. People love me. You know, so I got to give them some energy, you feel me?
Right.
And really, I just want to be in a stew, in a good peace of mind, make some music, do me. I want no association or affiliation with them Island Boys at all.
Definitely. Are you joining me in banging IBK?
What's that?
Oh, I don't know if I want to say what it stands for, but...
That's the gang?
That's why I'm banging. IBK. I was thinking about getting on my forehead, like, you know, just let everybody know how I feel. But
I want a lot more tattoos. I want to drop more music. And I just want to be at peace, bro, to be honest. That's the tattoo. You feel me?
Yeah.
Those guys are assholes. They betrayed me. I feel completely betrayed. Like,
SMH. That's crazy.
Fuck with them guys.
Wow.
I'm better than them. The fans know that I'm better than them.
Right.
You would see Fly paying for my account to get deleted?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all, yeah. Or some other dedicated Island Boys fan. It's definitely possible. Where'd Vium come from again? It's a pretty good rap name, I'm not going to lie.
Vium, I was in Virginia, and I had this business. I was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? This is the past. I was just dropping off deliveries, and then I'll call my homie like, bro, I'm out. You know, I need some more. I'm on the way, Vium, and then I was like, whoa.
That's why I think it's a good name.
I was like, Vium, it's just like, I'm just everywhere, bro, like, and I'm good everywhere, you feel me?
Vium. That's hard. It's like an ad lib for a name. It's like easy to remember. For sure. All right, man. Appreciate you coming in and sharing the story with us. Everybody go check out Vium's music on YouTube and TikTok and everything like that, if you want to let us know.
Oh, yeah, Vume6K, that's my Instagram. And VumeDie, that's my new TikTok. We're going to try to get my TikTok back real soon, for sure.
For sure. Vume, No Jumper, IBK. Like, comment, and subscribe. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, and all that. Appreciate y'all.